when last October the then mayor of Szczecin, Jiří Čunek, evicted several hundred Romani rent defaulters and rehoused them in hastily erected porta cabins and vacant houses, he must have realized such a move would make him or break him. The risk paid off. Strong public support for the decision catapulted him into high politics overnight. He won a seat in the Senate, was elected leader of the Christian Democrats, and is now Minister for Regional Development. But several months later, the controversial decision which made him a household name now appears to have backfired. Daniela Lazareva has the story.
The man who rose to fame and fortune overnight is now in big trouble. He stands accused of corruption, and many of his ministerial colleagues are turning away from him. The minister in charge of human rights and minorities issues, Jamila Stehlikova, has just dealt him a resounding blow, saying his eviction of Romanis was reminiscent of the post-war expulsion of Sudeten Germans from Czechoslovakia.
The act of evicting Romani families in the middle of the night, when they have no idea where they're being taken and what is in store for them, makes one wonder whether we're really living in the 21st century.
Minister Stehlikova argued that some of the homes into which the Roma families had been moved presented a health hazard and said the government needed to find 1.5 million crowns in emergency funds for repairs.
The money would go to the respective villages or to NGOs so that they can make these homes habitable, fix the electricity, install tap water and a functioning sewage system. It is not compensation money for the Roma families. It is intended to help the villagers who are now faced with this problem and have no vacant quarters in which they can house the Roma families.
Minister Stehlikova originally asked to get the money from Jiří Čunek's own ministerial budget for regional development, but when it became clear that this would not be possible since the houses were not in council ownership, she said she would establish a public donation fund. The fact that Finance Minister Jiří Kalousek, a party colleague of Jiří Čunek, immediately volunteered to contribute 10,000 crowns did not pass unnoticed. Minister Stehlikova also promised 10,000, and while the media are watching the situation with amusement, Jiří Čunek remains tight-lipped.